Blog Talk Radio.
And a great big hello and welcome. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant & Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host. So happy to have you here to tune in to this episode. Tonight, we're going to talk about social media and social networking. A few tips for you if you've gotten to the point where you are somewhat involved, somewhat engaged, you have a little bit of time on your hands and you've been working the various social networking sites, but you're not sure where to take it next, this would be the show for you. So we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about how to tie things together and some strategies for you. So thrilled to have you here. I want to first start by asking you what you know about yourself. And what I really mean by that is, have you Googled yourself? Have you searched yourself online with various search engines to find out what's out there about you? That's the first step you should do as you delve into the aspect of or the world of social networking. Find out what people can find out about you. And that is largely driven by things you have done already online. So, where can people find out information about you? Well, there's certainly in things that you haven't done that may be out there, just general public records, information like the telephone directory, things you may have registered for and so forth, comments you could have left possibly somewhere at a news article. Those might not have been things that you intended to have known about you, but they're out there. You'll find them usually when you conduct a simple search. But the next thing is if you have an account on Facebook, or if you have an account on more of a business tool, a networking tool, LinkedIn. Those are two places that you put information out there about yourself, and what, depending on how you have that set up in your account, various components or aspects of that can be searchable with basic search engines. So first, as I say, the step you should start with is, what can people find out about you? And I say that because this really comes down to who you are and what you want people to know about you. And, of course, for the sake of safety and security, you really want to think twice about how much you share. But before you delve into the world of social networking, you need to be clear on what it is you do want people to know about you and how you wish to present yourself. And that comes down to something that I like to call your personal brand. Your brand is what you want people to think about you and to know. So, for example, you may have to make a decision. Do you use your full name? Do you use kind of like an online personality, just your first name? Do you have a character name? Something out there that you have to decide what your brand is. Secondly, you have to decide what it is you mostly want to do online, what it is you like, what's important to you. And it is okay to be lots of things, right, if you have lots of interests and so forth. But it's important that you at least think through that. If you want to get serious about using social networking for a specific purpose, you probably have something in mind. There's an activity you're passionate about or an organization you're involved in, or maybe it's a business that you're starting. Whatever the case is, know what it is you want to kind of promote or what you want to get involved in. Once you have that, it allows you to build your brand, your personality. And so you do that by sharing aspects of yourself that are important. I want to start by a quote here by a gentleman by the name of Kenneth Roman. He's the former chairman and CEO of Ogilvy and Mather Worldwide. He said, quote, "It takes a long time to build a brand and a long time to kill one, so it pays to know what you're doing." You know, I would amend that a little bit to say, this day and age, it can take no time to kill one. So you really want to be sure that you're clear about all this, because what you do and say can affect your brand. So as I say, the first thing is really about your profile. setting up information about what yourself, what you like to do, what your interests are, and so forth. Take the time to do those things. So as you delve into social media elements, people, when they do a search, they can find out what you're interested in. I want to give you a few tips on where you go next. So you should first spend time kind of digging into what you want your network to look like. Who are the people that you're interested in? What are the organizations? Do some basic search engine activity. Spend a couple hours or a couple days really trying to identify who are the people who are similar to you or people who have interests, things that you're interested in. So identify who else is in your network of interests. Secondly, you really want to befriend people on a strategic nature. So if you're on Facebook, for example, and you are looking for other people who are like you or have interests, you really want to have a strategy on who you accept as a friend and who you make friends with. You should think about how you want to use your account and your personal brand so that you're being strategic, that you really you may friend some people to monitor what they're doing and to understand them more, but you don't want to be associated with someone who maybe doesn't perhaps align to what your brand is, what your interests are. Also, you should be personal. You should be providing information, not personal in terms of things you don't want people to know about you, but personal opinions. You want to come across as a genuine individual. Other people who are involved in social networking love to have the sense that it's an actual person that they're talking to or communicating with, and it's a two-way communication. So whether you're communicating on a personal level or you're representing your business you're starting or you're working for an organization, you want to be able to have a sense of personal warmth that people can identify with. So as you go through the process of friending or adding contacts, people will know that, oh, this is the actual person who's contacting me, and I have a sense of who they are because their personality gives me some hint of their interest level and what they like, and this is someone who I'd like to get to know and converse with. So you want to be sure you convey that warmth. So what are the things you can do to convey that warmth? If you basically have a couple clicks, someone clicks on your name and they read one or two things, how do they really know you? Well, this is where social networking can get rather complex and detailed. But I would say to you, if you have the time, if you have the interest, consider starting a blog. There's lots of blog spaces out there that you can use. WordPress and Blogger are two that are very popular. They're free. And you have the opportunity to present your point of view, your interests, things that you want to talk about. And it's a great way for you to begin the process of sort of peeling back the onion, the layers of the onion of your personality and your brand, and telling people a little bit about yourself. You know, there's four dimensions of your personal brand that you want to be able to convey with your blog or wherever you're posting information. And the first one is kind of differentiation here. What is it that makes you unique or different? What are your interests that kind of define who you are? Second thing I'd say is about how relevant you are to the topic or the topics that you're talking about. How much is that topic relevant to the broader topics of the category you're speaking of? How about current events of the day? Are there things going on that makes your topic relevant or your interest relevant to others, and so forth? The third thing I'd say is what's your self-esteem like? How well do you regard yourself? And be able to convey that through what you're writing and what you're speaking so people can sense that you have a great personal view and people will regard you. That'll come across very clearly through your tone. And fourth, I'd say your knowledge level is very important and people need to be able to pick that up, that not only do you have something of interest to them, do you have a point of view, but you happen to have some knowledge, and you need to think of ways on how you can convey that. You don't have to be an expert, but you can talk about your personal experiences in working with that topic. So, for example, if you had, if you were speaking about, say, mentoring kids, you would perhaps write about your experience if you had some with Big Brother Big Sister program, or you might talk about your organizations that you're involved in, what you do on your free time, and so forth. So there's things like that that you can do to talk about your knowledge and your expertise, and that is an important aspect, because most of all, you want to start your brand, your personal brand, with a simple, basic message that people who come across your blog or follow what you're posting, that it's interesting but different from everything else that's out there. You have your personal opinion, your point of view, and, you know, that's something that no one else can have, because you have your own thoughts that no one else has because they're unique to you. So you want to be able to communicate those kind of things. Okay, so that's that aspect of keeping it all personal. When you have your blog up and running, or you have a place that you're kind of sharing your regular points of view, you want to be able to find other people who are like you. And that's important, because networking is about finding other people, right? So once you kind of define your brand, you have a profile set up, whether it's on your Facebook page or you have a blog profile, all those things are in place. You know what people can find about you. Then it's really about, how do you find other people like yourself? So we're going to take a quick break, just come back for a moment, listen to these words, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about what it is you want to do to find people who are like you. So let's hang on just a moment.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What do your status updates say? You're learning a new language? Going all organic? Instead of typing your feelings, what if you could put them into action? By creating a network to help keep kids off the streets? In a country like Armenia? Or in Honduras? What if every ounce of your being helped update the status of a person? And in turn, they did the same for you? Would this be enough social interaction? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. Get interactive at peacecorps.gov/game.
Okay, and we're back. Listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and thanks for being here. So before the break, I was talking about finding other people like yourself and building your network, and that's really what today's about. So I want to spend some time talking about one of the fastest-growing aspects of social networking, and that is the site Twitter. Everyone knows about Twitter by now, I would think. But the things you want to do with Twitter that can make things more interesting. So first of all, if you have a website or a blog, or even on your Facebook page, put things in there like your Twitter name and so forth, so people know all the various ways to find you. But when you're using something like Twitter, you want to find like-minded folks. And there's a little function that some people are still clueless about, and that's the hashtag. And that's if you look about your telephone keypad, it's a little pound sign. That hashtag is a symbol that is used to kind of group similar comments and activity within Twitter, and you can find other people or topics by using the hashtag. So if you look at the search box on Twitter, you go up to that search box and you would type in that hashtag, and you could type a word. So let's just say your topic was adoptions. You could type hashtag adoptions, and then just click search. And that will provide all the various tweets that are happening for a given period of time that people used the term hashtag adoptions in their post. That'll give you a chance to then peruse all the individuals, click on their Twitter handle, look at their profile, and if it's someone of interest to you and you like what they have to say and what they've posted about themselves, what their personal brand is, then you can try to follow them. So that's a way to do that. Now, you can also just search without the hashtag, of course, but it's the hashtag is a great way for you to find very targeted and focused people who are out there making comments. Now, once you are out there in Twitter and you're using that to post things, remember that really, unless other people are searching for things you say specifically, no one's listening. the only way people really are going to be involved in the two-way conversation kind of thing is when you have followers. So you have to find people who want to follow you. And, of course, it's logical to start with people who you know, people like friends and so forth and family. But networking is about reaching out, isn't it? It's about finding other people. So you start that search by looking for people who are making comments and conversation, and you follow them. But once you have that, you have to be interesting. You have to provide things that you're going to talk about and provide information that's going to make you of interest to that person. So making connections is important. Twitter is about, really, it's about conversations with other people who have interests like yourself. So you want to have a conversation on Twitter. It's okay to just post things on Twitter, but it's really great if you can direct a conversation or a comment to another person. And that's what that little at symbol is for, the A with the little circle around it on your keypad, just like your name at hotmail.com, that at sign is how you communicate with someone in their Twitter handle. So my Twitter handle is Rick Rockhill. It's my name altogether. And so if you were going to send something to me, you would say, at Rick Rockhill, loved your show today, that kind of thing. And that's how you start a conversation. And then I would receive your comment and I'd want to reply back. So it's a great way to start that. The other thing you can do is if you follow someone and you see something appear in your Twitter stream and you like it, you could really do that person a great favor and retweet what they had to say. And that's very simple. There's a little on Twitter, you just have the simple little arrow, the retweet feature. You just mouse over the section and it'll tell you how to retweet. But that puts the letters RT in front of the post and it sends it back out to your followers. So those are some things that you want to do to initiate the dialogue with networking. Remember, it's not that you have to be perfect or have to be an expert all the time. You want to be personal. You want your brand, your personal warmth to come across. But I would encourage you to engage with people who are outside of your normal circle. The people who you might normally talk to are one group, but you want to find other people who can help you broaden your circle. Now, one way to do that, to be interesting and to broaden your circle, is to share information that might find you appealing to others who are conducting searches, right? So you can, in your normal course of searching the internet and reading articles, you can share a link on Twitter. So you kind of post it, say, it's the kind of thing like you're saying, hey, I check out this article I just read on such and such website, or you could promote an article that you wrote on your own blog. Either way, you could do that, and you can put that link in your Twitter feed, and you send it out. If the link is long, there's a way to shorten those. That's really another episode for the show here. But I would encourage you to use those links so you can get people to hear what you have to say and what you're interested in. You know, it's good to know that there's people out there who are like-minded. But it's also important to know there are some people out there who can be, well, unscrupulous, who use foul language and so forth. And so if you ever come across those kind of individuals, people who you prefer not to be engaged with or be associated with, you can always unfollow someone. So don't fear if you make a mistake and you start seeing the Twitter feed and you don't like what they have to say. It's really simple to unfollow. Twitter.com is a great interface. But there are other platforms that help you interact with Twitter that are a little more, they offer more options, shall we say, for networking. You can go to something like Hootsuite or TweetDeck, for example. Those are two sites that have a more dynamic interface with Twitter. You use your same Twitter handle, but it gives you various ways to monitor and track things and so forth. So you could check those out at your convenience, but there are great options to enhance your networking. So, what is it you want to think about when you're engaged on Twitter? Well, you want to do things that are going to be relevant, as I mentioned earlier, right? What's happening at that moment, and what better way is when you're out and about in the town and something kind of catches your eye of interest to you? So let's just say that you are at. I'm passionate, for example, about pet animals and shelters and pet adoption. So let's just say you went down to your local pet store and you saw there were some animals being adopted at the store that day, and you were moved to share that. You could take a picture with your phone. You could upload that photo to Twitter and say, I'm at such and such store today, and they're adopting these really cute pets. Come on down. And you could post that. Well, that is an ideal way or an excellent example of how you are relevant about a topic you're passionate about. You're there. It's a live activity, so to speak. You are sharing information for others. And provided you have folks who are nearby you, then they may be interested in actually going down to that area. Now, again, remember that if you use the hashtag with some of those type posts, you can get people who may be in the area. So let's just say I'm in Palm Springs, California. So if I were going to have that kind of post, I might even add the little hashtag Palm Springs. So anyone who may be searching for what's happening in Palm Springs right now, my tweet would have been pulled up and they'd say, oh, there's an animal adoption going on today at such and such. And that might make it easier for someone to find something I just tweeted that they may not have been following me and now they found my post. So think about tweeting live from your smartphone if you're out there and you're seeing something of interest or you're going someplace. It makes things very relevant indeed. Okay, so what else? You have networking involves, oh gosh, all kinds of things. How about companies and organizations that you like? Maybe you have a favorite celebrity or personality or company that you like. Follow them. See what they have to say. A news organization, whoever it is you may like, follow them, and then when you see things they tweet that really align with your beliefs and your interests, then you can retweet those, and your followers will say, hey, that's somebody who has similar interests to me, or they're involved in organizations that I'm interested in. So that helps you gain more followers because you have shared information that you found interesting, and people will say, this is someone who they think like me. And that's how networking really can build and grow, because you're sharing a common interest. Now, just know that some of those, if someone's, say, famous or it's a big company, not all of them will reply back to you, so you don't want to feel bad or take it personally if someone's not responding to you. But you might be surprised every so often. I have had that experience where I have tweeted at a company and shared some experiences and very pleasantly surprised when the company will tweet back to me or even direct message me and respond with something of interest. So it can be a powerful networking tool in a lot of levels, but at a minimum, you do follow others like a company or a business because it'll give you some point of view and their insights on how they are projecting their brand. So it's a great little tip for you to consider doing. Okay, things you can also do for networking, you know, setting up alerts. Google Alerts are a great way for you to be kept apprised of what's happening on whatever topic you're interested in. So you'll get an email that tells you something, and you can decide if it's of interest or not. And if you like it, you can even retweet that article. There are all kinds of things like that on the internet to help you keep yourself apprised so you can do some searches. But whatever you do, when you're going to share an article or an information, be succinct, be relevant, and when you're going to share it with other people, force yourself to keep your tweet to that 140 characters or less. Actually, the less characters, the better, because that allows someone else to retweet it or forward it, that things don't drop off. So if you can keep it short and it's easier for people to read, all the better. Now, what about this aspect I mentioned earlier about being out somewhere, going to an event and seeing something happening? There's nothing more interesting or relevant than someone who's kind of live, reporting live somewhere. And it's like the old days of TV reporting. Now everybody's a reporter. So you can increase your network relevance and people will have an interest in something if you go to an event. So you could be at maybe an organization's having an event that you're involved in, or you could be at a concert. Whatever it may be, you could tweet live. And when you do that, you may want to consider searching Twitter ahead of time to see if there's any hashtags in use for that event. So, for example, I will be attending the Tournament of Roses Rose Parade coming up this year, January 2nd, in Pasadena, California. And there's a hashtag that's going to be in place for the group that I'm involved in, and it's just hashtag Rose Pets. So we're going to be tweeting live from the Rose Parade, and all the tweets that we're going to use will include the hashtag Rose Pets. Now, what's cool about that is I'll be sitting in the grandstands watching the parade go by, and when I'm tweeting what I see, people on the other side of the world who may be following along on Twitter with what I'm talking about will be able to easily find that with the hash, just having a search, and it'll show them all the posts that have hashtag Rose Pets in the post. So tweeting live is not only a way for you to find people, but it's a way for people to follow what you're saying. And wow, what a great thing for people to even have conversations with you. What's happening now? What's going by? What is it you're seeing? And that really provides a super interesting, dynamic dialogue with social networking. So we've talked a little bit about this, your brand, how to be relevant, how to find people, using some tips on using Twitter. I think the thread that really goes through all this in my mind, whenever I talk to people about using social media, is being personal and being genuine. And what that really comes down to is your passion. You should always have a passion for something. And I mean, if your passion is about pets, it's about knitting, it's about construction, whatever it may be, let that passion come through and promote what you're passionate about so people can see that. Share your expertise. Share your passions. Let people know. And the more authentic and genuine you can be, the better off you'll be. Sharing pictures can be great because people will see exactly what you're talking about. And I think that if you have the opportunity to even do tweet-ups, when you physically go to groups and, you know, in a public place and you're having a meetup somewhere, those tweet-ups can be great. People like, say, Red Hat societies or people going to help with, you know, a church cleanup in a neighborhood or whatever, you can do that and use Twitter and the people will turn out and say, oh, it's great to have met that person. So be yourself, be genuine, be passionate, and have fun when you engage with other people. Because whether you're a person who's tweeting, it's a business you're starting, or a brand, put your human face on your brand and remember that you want to tell people really who you are. But when it comes down to it, there's nothing that replaces the human interaction, actually getting to meet someone and talk to someone. So my advice to you is use social networking as a way for you to find people who have similar interests. But if you have the opportunity to have more of a personal interaction, go for it. So, for example, you can use Skype. It's a free way to communicate with video chat, and you can have a face-to-face with someone who with whom you share common interests, and you can really have that great personal exchange. So social networking does not have to be limited just to texting or to tweeting or to Facebook. You can include those things that are outside of the computer world and even go to a coffee shop or you can go to a public event. And, of course, you need to exercise good caution, right? You don't want to put yourself in a position that could be unsafe. But just be mindful of that as you make plans on where you meet someone and always be in a place where it's public. But those elements of human interaction are very important. So as we wrap up today, I first want to thank you for listening. There's a great book out there about branding, and it's called Brand Simple. Alan Adamson's the author, and it's about keeping your brand simple and how to succeed in communicating. So there's tons of information out there you can find on the internet, of course. I would say, most importantly, get yourself in a routine. Dip your toe in the water, so to speak. Have fun getting out there, but be regularly engage with others, and you'll find that social networking really is so social, you're going to love it. And be safe, be relevant, and be fun. I want to thank you for listening to today's tips. My name is Rick Rockhill. I am the Palm Springs Savant, and you've been listening to the Palm Springs Savant & Company radio show. I'll be back next week with a whole new episode of information about using Facebook. So, more to come next week. And if you have to contact me for any questions in the meantime, you can use my Twitter at Rick Rockhill. You can go to my blog, rickrockhill.blogspot.com, or send me an email, rickrockhill@msn.com. That's all for today. Have a great week.